Hun, I'm home,
Dylan said as he walked into the house, shutting the door behind him. The apartment was beautiful for a building that was built in 1812. The old schoolhouse was now home to four apartments. The apartment itself was beyond perfect for just the two of them. The ceiling was a good 15 feet high. The giant 9-foot-tall windows gave the home a very high-class atmosphere, and the kitchen certainly met up with the standards. Even though the apartment was perfect, the building itself gave off an airy look, as expected with any building that was over 200 years old. "Hey, hun," his wife, Jasmine, said, smiling as she walked out from the guest room. "How was work?" she said, hugging him and giving him a kiss. Her hazel eyes looked up at him. She was just 5'2" and he was 6'3". "It was all right. Nothing too horrible today. How's unpacking coming along?" Dylan asked, looking around the house. There were a few boxes still packed, but nothing compared to just 3 days ago. "That's good, and it's getting there. It's almost done." "I see that. Oh, I forgot my bag in the car," Dylan said, kissing her again. "I love you." He grabbed his bag and shut the door. The 3-story building looked gloomy, almost haunting, in the little sun that was left. He opened the main doors and stepped in the hallway, which was more of a large conference room with a dull blue carpet plopped in the center. There were 2 doors side by side on the right wall, apartments 3 and 4. His was 4. 2 doors sat on the other wall as well as a staircase. One of the doors led into an old classroom that the landlord was renovating to what Dylan assumed would be a new apartment. The staircase led to the other 2 smaller upper apartments. The other door led to the basement. Dylan had never had any reason to go down there. The apartment itself was plenty big enough for the little furniture and belongings him and his wife had. Being as curious as he was, Dylan decided to open the basement door and go down. Light from the setting sun shone through the ground windows, which lined the top of the walls. The stairs were relatively new. He got to the base of the stairs and took a deep breath. It was chilly within the stone walls. There were open rooms throughout the basement. It seemed that these were all once classrooms, now just storage rooms for the landlord and past tenants. Walls between rooms were old and dusty. Some spots even had bricks laying beside them as if they were torn or smashed out of the walls. There was a hallway behind the first 2 rooms. As he got further from the stairs, he noticed there were no more windows. The only light was a small glimmer of light from the windows across the basement. Each step kicked up a tiny cloud of dust. Clearly no one came down here recently. There was an open doorway to his right, a small light shining from it into the hall. He went in and immediately noticed that the back of the room indeed had windows. They had all just been painted black, and the light was coming from a partially shattered window. In the room sat several dressers, a few boxes, and a bed frame. Plenty of bugs that crawled through the window lay dead on the floor. Dust covered the boxes and furniture. The room had a deep red haze to it from the glistening sun. Behind one of the bed frames sat a large thing. It was about 8 feet tall, leaning along the wall. Several blankets were wrapped around it and taped, protecting whatever was in the bundles. Dylan got closer and was puzzled at the fact that something was so special to wrap up in several blankets. Why would someone leave it here? Nothing else was wrapped up. In the first rooms, there were plenty of lamps, mirrors, and other breakable items just laying around. Why was this item so special? Dylan's curiosity got a hold of him. He moved the bed frame and began carefully taking off the tape. One by one, he unraveled the blankets, revealing a very old wooden framed mirror. The frame was stained a dark brown, giving the mirror a very nice aura. He wiped the dust off the frame, running his finger slowly along engravings in the wood. It was one line of symbols which looked foreign that wrapped completely around the mirror. Even behind the layer of dust, the mirror gave off a slight glimmer. Dylan wiped it off with his hand, one single stroke, enough to reveal his face in the glass. His brown eyes stared back at him. There was something in which intrigued him about his own reflection. Something didn't seem right, but at the same time it looked like every other reflection he had ever seen. He placed his hand on the glass and looked closer. Maybe his eyes were irritated, or he had bags under his eyes. It was a longer workday than usual. No, no bags under his eyes, and his eyes were fine. You shouldn't be down here, James said, causing Dylan to jump. He scared the hell out of me, man. James stayed silent. He lived upstairs in one of the apartments with his wife and daughter. You shouldn't be down here, he said again. Just looking around, is it yours? Dylan asked, pointing to the mirror. No, not mine. It's theirs. James replied as he stepped closer into the light, revealing an old hatchet. James, are you okay? I haven't been okay for a very long time, he replied, walking closer. With no expression, James raised the hatchet and struck Dylan's head, the blade jamming 5 inches right into his forehead, killing him instantly. James ripped out the hatchet and turned to the mirror, a soft grin spreading over his face. He dragged Dylan's body and propped it against the mirror and stepped back. A few minutes passed and a long, thin hand slowly came out of the mirror's glass, grasping Dylan's head and pulling his corpse slowly into the mirror. Several minutes passed, with nothing in the mirror except what should be. James impatiently began tapping his foot. The air grew cold and, somehow, felt as if the oxygen was gradually being drained from the room. One foot emerged from the glass, then a leg, until an entire being stood before James. It looked like Dylan. Same clothes and even the same hairstyle Dylan had just moments before. But it was not Dylan. Whatever stood there, its legs twisted and bent backwards, his arms and hands twisted in positions that should be impossible. The sounds of cracking pierced in the air as the thing began twisting its body. Within a minute, there it stood, perfectly upright. Now in every aspect, it looked like Dylan. The creature gave a sinister grin as the last bit of light faded from the room. The creature opened the door to apartment 4 and stepped inside. It sounded just like Dylan as it said, "Hun, I'm back."